There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave counsel. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5, and it is Midday Mobile, hour number two on this Monday. Telephone line 343-0106. Same digits for the Ascension Technologies text line 343-0106. We'll take up. We do still get, I was going to say, you always send an email, Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com. Sean at fmtalk1065.com. You send them there. We also get those talkback messages through the app. So if you're running the FM Talk 106.5 app, you see the microphone icon there at the bottom of the screen. You press that. Records a message, emails it to us here at the station. And on top of that, we still get snail mail. We really do still get snail mail out there, and not really. I mean, only about half of it's from prison. So we got that going for us, which is nice. To the text line here, and then I want to get a couple things rolling this hour. We can talk more about what the heck went on. New country music fans. So I am I like new country artists, but they're not that kind of country, right? They're like, and I would make fun of that, you know, stuff a good bit. But I mean, if are the new country artist fans departing the scene after CMTs last night? We'll get into that. And another question too, just to be mulling over while I read through some of these texts. Just a fair question, and I know it's going to be hard for people here and explosive because it's one of these hot subjects, and you got the hot takes on it and all that. But just a pragmatic discussion here. Shouldn't Fox News have thought about settling that $1.6 billion lawsuit with Dominion, the voting machine people? Have you looked at this stuff? Like, they have everybody from the show, I mean, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, up to the owner, Rupert Murdoch, talking about how, and this is the thing, because you could argue what they have is they have them on documentation saying that they knew. They believed it not to be true, the accusations about the Dominion voting machines. But then they went on and ran that, and not just opinion, because there's a difference, right? Like if opinion show, if I'm on there and I say, you know, those Dominion people, they hated Trump, and they, I think that they rigged the system. That's one thing. But they had news reports going out saying that, you know, Dominion voting machines were rigged or this, that, or the other on Fox News and Fox Business. And then you have text messages and phone calls and all that. No, not phone calls, text messages, and I think emails for higher ups all through Fox News going, yeah, this stuff is not true. You think their attorneys would have told them to settle that beforehand, but we'll come back to that in a second. Now, back to the text line here. Eagle Bama. All right, from Eagle Bama. Thank you. Eagle Alabama said, it's a tempest in a teacup, a sideshow of a sideshow. Tempest in a teapot. Is it teacup or teapot? It's a tempest. Yeah, it's a mountain out of a molehill, maybe, on this Trump indictment, but we'll see. I'm just going to do this weird thing that I know is not in vogue and not in fashion, but I'm going to wait till tomorrow when, I mean, I think it's a horrible precedent that has been set. If the only information that comes out of the unsealed indictment is kind of what we've heard of already, it is bad for our republic. The political wrangling of the Democrats and trying to continue this witch hunt against Trump now puts us, in a place I never wanted to be in our republic. And that's where you and it has happened before, believe me, but it's just not been maybe as high profile to have the politicization of the DOJ, of the judicial branch. I mean, punishing political enemies. That is banana republic stuff. That's 100%. That's what that is. You can't spin it any other way. Now, maybe something comes out when they unseal the indictment tomorrow and you go, oh my gosh, look at that crime. That crime's a big one. Of course they would do it. But with the information we have right now, I think it was an attempted harm politically to former President Trump, damage done to our nation. IT Jesus says Dems would want to go head to head with Trump because they beat him before. My friend Superbomb says, seems like the powers that be would have waited until further in the presidential election cycle to get a full damaging hit. This makes no sense. The collective America has a very short attention span. And that's true. But if it's not going to go to court, he's not going to get indicted and go to court the next day, Superbomb. So this is something maybe they realize with the way the election cycle would hit, you know, with 2024, that maybe that's when he would be in court, right? Because they could, he'll get arrested tomorrow, the indictment, these things go, and then they'll set court dates, and maybe it ends up being in court while he's on the campaign trail. And so they can keep saying Stormy Daniels. Well, that's cool. Pat sent me a picture of an electric tugboat. Where are the batteries going in that thing? Because, I mean, I know what the batteries are in just a electric golf cart I run, you know, or what the battery's like in the e-bike I ride. I mean, for a tug, but that is that, it looks like here, right, Pat? That's some built locally? Cool. Tim, I know better than to say this, but I can't help myself sometimes, like a bug to a bug zapper. Tim said, I would like to know what Ricky thinks about Trump getting arrested. We've gone and done it now. Thanks, Tim. Adam says, I also bet that Donald Trump is the first person to be indicted and flies to his arrest at a private 757 emblazoned with his name. I think that's probably true as well, Adam. That's something that, you know, you need in a gangster rap video. You know, it's gangster rappers, they like Donald Trump because he would do something like flying to get arrested in your jet, your 757, not just jet, not like just a Gulfstream, not like a Challenger. People even fly Lear jets anymore, but no, you go do it in a 757 with your name on it. Bo said about Dalton in the beer transfer portal. Did something happen, or did he just grow up? Bo, we're about to tell you what happened here in the next segment of the show. Houndstooth says, I pray that the Secret Service and the cops arresting Trump have a massive showdown because they tried to cuff Trump. No, Houndstooth, no. Jason says, Sean, the people see through this political BS, and I'm absolutely a Trump supporter. I just find it interesting that anytime somebody makes a favorable comment about Trump, they have to include that they are not a fan of Trump. I agree with Glenn Beck. He said there will be 100 million people that will crawl to the polls to vote for Trump. Great show. Thank you. Take it. Whoever this unnamed texter is, that's my joke. That's my joke. Quit. So Dalton drinking light beer is like making love in a canoe. I'll leave it at that. Dalton can finish that because I say that a bunch about a lot of things. Steve said anything that would keep Trump from running for POTUS. I don't think so, Steve, in the allegation, but I'll double check myself. Steve, I don't think so. I don't think, but there's the unknown. That's why I am still on this. Hey, I'm going to wait for tomorrow when they unseal the indictment so we can see, right? Because right now it's easy just to speculate, and there's a temptation. Trust me, there's a temptation. But you want to just wait. There may be some other part to this. I have no inside knowledge. It's not like I'm sandbagging or whatever. It's just I have we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see. Oh, by the way, to the people chiming in here about John Bolton's presidential candidacy, you make me happy. If y'all haven't figured out and read between the lines, I'm not a big John Bolton fan. Chad says, and on the pardon thing, I was making a point that if the left expected Trump to preemptively pardon himself over 1-6, why wouldn't they have do it over. All right. Because it's a nothing burger. Ashley in beautiful Loosedale, Mississippi. Hey. Hey, Sean, have you ridden your electric bike on cow paths? I have. I absolutely have. And does it squash the hard and the soft ones? Yes, it does. My biggest worry when I started riding that bike, Ashley, was because I ride it in the woods a bunch, and we got longleafs, and we have the gigantic, the magnum longleaf pine cones there. I'm like, I'm going to hit one of these things, and I'm going to do a header. I'm going to be launched out into the woods. Mm-mm. Big 4-inch tires, it just rolls right over them. It is fun. That dang bike, we'll talk about it some tomorrow. That bike is so much fun to ride. The Twitter bird, Dalton, can you check up? The Twitter bird just got replaced by the Dogecoin dog. Let's see here. I'll go to it, I guess. Okay, go look. Dalton, can you look for me? We'll see what happened there on Twitter. Matt says, got to be honest with you, Sean, it's kind of hard to feel sorry for Fox News pushing that agenda when they do. Otherwise, it's no different than when CNN and several other media outlets got sued by that kid they claim was bashing Native Americans. Yes. What is that kid's name, too? I can't believe I forgot it. And they all have to eat crow and settle. Fox News deserves to go down the same path. Matt, I'm looking at what's rolled out here so far. If you have the internal documentation from Fox News where whatever you believe, it's not, in this case, wouldn't be specific about Dominion. If you had the people, the guy who runs the company, your biggest names out there saying, yeah, this thing's not real, this Dominion thing is a problem, and then not just the opinion shows, that's one thing, there's a protection. I mean, I'm an editorialist, but when you go on and deliver it as news on Fox News and Fox Business Channel, but Dominion has the documents where you said you knew it was not true. I think they should have settled. Sean in Baldwin County said, Sean, that's not country music. It's hip-hop. Rodney Crowell. Gosh, I love some Rodney Crowell. Robert Earl Keane, Jamie Johnson are my idea of country music. Pretty good taste there, Sean. I'll second that. All right, coming right back.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile on this Monday. Let's check in with my buddy Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Angelo, good to hear from you. And you were making a point to me a second ago during the news break about, well, bank runs. Do tell.
Well, everybody's been talking about the major banks that are closing right now, the problems that are happening with that, and one of the sidebars is people are taking their money out of the bank, trying to get gold or silver, tangible assets with it. And it's very ironic to me because we had several people come by that just, they wanted to go to their bank and get their cash and then just put it in the safe. But you're going to the bank to get money, or what we call money, but it's really just paper that we're supposed to have trust and faith in. It doesn't truly have any value in and of itself. You're basically going to the bank and getting monopoly money and putting it in your safe.
So if we ever, I mean, we've had this conversation so many times, but it is magnified now. That hedge or that big protection against that is what?
Well, and that's where you've got to look at this stuff and say, okay, I've got all this cash in the bank, all this money in the bank. I need to do something with it. Well, that something could be extra fertilizer and seed for your farm. It could be extra supplies for your construction business. It could be gold and silver, but you don't want to put it into cash into the safe at the house, or God forbid, put it into a safety deposit box, because that is not safeguarding you any way whatsoever. And that's the problem that a lot of people are running into. And part of the reason, since the beginning of the year, we've been super busy with people coming in, asking these questions, talking about the various things and saying, okay, the bank is failing. We're supposed to be covered with FDIC and all these other things, but how do we really protect ourselves? You put it in a different bank that's not failed yet, but it fails. We got to do this whole process all over again. I don't want to keep doing this. What else can I do?
And I bet y'all have been, even like you said, this whole year, but since the bank run, y'all been super busy at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. So talk to somebody about the process who hears you, who's been thinking about this, but has never bought precious metal one in their life. What's that process like? I mean, if they, like me all those years ago, I didn't know where to start. I said, what do you buy? What do you got?
It's really simple and straightforward. Basically, our first suggestion is either one of two things. Either go to our website, twoguysandsomechange.com, and check out some of the old podcasts where we've talked about the zombie apocalypse, the banks failing, gold and silver as a hedge against inflation. You can learn a little bit from there. Then you can come into the shop right here and meet us, see us in person, the same real people that were on that radio show. We can talk about all of this. And if you've got a little education, you're a little more comfortable, you're not that worried about it, and you're not that shy, you just sort of come on in, well, come into the shop, check it out. Let's talk about gold and silver. We'll show you all the different items we have, the products we have. You're going to see an ounce of gold and see what size it really is, not that giant picture on your phone or on your computer screen, something like that. We're going to look at all the different options that are out there, which options are best for what purpose, what need you might have, and then you get to decide whether you want to buy a one-ounce gold bar, you want to buy $100 face in constitutional silver. You know, you get to pick and choose what you want to buy, and at that point, you're getting to convert your cash into that tangible asset of gold or silver, platinum, or palladium.
Give folks directions to find you.
Yeah, we're in Midtown, 2204 Government Street. Online, mobilebaycoins.com. Of course, you can check us out on Instagram or on Facebook. And you can always listen to us every Tuesday night on FM Talk 106.5 from 6 to 7 p.m. with the radio show Two Guys and Some Change.
Thanks, Angelo. Great to hear from you.
You too, my friend.
There he goes, Angelo from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. And we're going to start this conversation here and because a lot's come up here on today's Mobile Mornings with Dan and Dalton about you having an issue here that at this ripe old age of 31.
Yeah.
You're thinking about making a change in your life, a major change in your life.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be a small change, that's for sure.
Major change. What happened?
Well, you know, I've been told that Bud Light is a terrible beer. Everyone who doesn't drink Bud Light, they always rip me because that's been my choice of domestic beer for as long as you've known me.
That's correct. That is correct.
And so, you know, I've always always flown that blue can pretty high, I should say. And this weekend, maybe it was because the trans day of visibility, or I'm not sure what it was, but Bud Light decided to hop on into the culture wars and named a new spokesperson, who I guess is the new trans star.
That's Mulvaney?
Yeah, Dylan Mulvaney. Yeah.
Okay.
And this person invited to the White House, I guess, a couple weeks ago. Somehow always makes the news, whatever they do. And Drew Barrymore, your crush.
Oh, my gosh.
She knelt in reverence to this transgender Dylan Mulvaney last week or 2 weeks ago. So I'm fine with that. You know, I expect nothing less from Drew Barrymore or the White House. But when my beer of choice decides to hop into the culture wars, like, why? Why even do that? But that's exactly what Bud Light did. And
yeah, this is, I want y'all to hear this. So it's to, they're celebrating the 365 days of girlhood.
Yeah, womanhood, I guess.
Well, it said girlhood in one of them.
Okay.
So I don't, you know.
Well, what they did is, I guess they sent this Mulvaney a bunch of cans with their picture on the cans and celebrating their 1 year as a female or as identifying as a female. So Bud Light.
Look at the can here.
They had it made. I mean, they're selling beer. They don't have to do much else.
Right.
Maybe advertise in a few football games, basketball games.
Remind folks that, hey, you don't have any of those beers. Go get some more. Go buy another case.
So it's not that... It's just I didn't need them hopping in on one side or the other. And
is there a demand?
Beer aisle is way too big. There are way too many options for me to limit myself to a company who's going to pick one side or the other.
It's so Bud Light, but by association, it'd be InBev, right, is the name of the international consortium that owns.
Yeah, I guess all the Anheuser-Busch. And yeah. Anheuser-Busch was bought. So
yeah, it's InBev, I think, that owns. Yeah, I think it is. I think it's an international company at the bottom. So this is first thing. So this is a logoed can with Mulvaney on it.
With Mulvaney on it.
Celebrating 365 of girlhood, it said in one thing. Maybe
yeah, and I'm sure they timed it to hit with this trans day of visibility or whatever it may be. But
are they encouraging drunk trans folks? Is that what we need in our country? That
seems to be the case.
An encouragement for. Okay, so this has led you to a decision. We'll talk about this when we come back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
135 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile Monday style. Let's check in with my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars and talk inventory in box trucks too.
Sean, you know, we talked last week or so about three box trucks we had bought. We sold one Saturday. Still got two left. Both of these are 16-foot Econoline 350, the one-ton van cutaway, 16-foot boxes on the back. They were all budget rental car box trucks, so we know they've been maintained very well. J.D. Power says they're worth $24,000 a piece, and we're selling them for just under $20,000 a piece.
Very nice. I mean, so there's a lot of people that use that in their businesses. Probably got their attention.
Well, I mean, you got tons of people. Even landscaping guys are using them now. So we got a Savannah van on the ground also, and we got a 20-foot flatbed with a Tommy lift on the back of it, which the Tommy lift alone is worth gold.
Tell folks how to find those trucks and a whole lot more at LCM.
We're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. That's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. You can give us a call at 251-375-0068. Or go to the website and take a look at all of them, lcmmotorcars.com.
Thanks, David.
Have a good week.
You too. David McCrary checking in from LCM Motor Cars. We continue our discussion with my friend, Dalt Norwig, who is, because of the Bud Light, all AmBev, but Bud Light specifically in this can, moving into the culture wars here, right?
That's right, yeah. Naming a, I guess at some point this Dylan Mulvaney became like the A-list trans celebrity and is used for all of these different transgender causes. But yeah, okay. It was Saturday, and that's why a lot of people thought this might have been an April Fool's joke.
Right.
Because you got this basically an advertisement with Mulvaney, the transgender.
Has there ever been anybody else? Let me ask this, because it's not like the cereal box or something where you know, the Wheaties. Yeah, I mean, has Bud Light done this before?
I think they send this out to a lot of different influencers. They'll send cans out. They're just trying to promote on TikTok and whatever it may be.
Right.
This Mulvaney, you know, I've had more than a few Bud Light shower beers.
Yes.
But Mulvaney taking the beer bath with the Bud Light in hand. And I'm thinking, you know, I just don't need my beer that I drink, mm-hmm. that I vouch for, mm-hmm. to pick a side in the culture war either way, and that the beer aisle is just way too
wide open.
I have plenty of options.
Yeah, and you're not locked down to stand with that beer.
So I did like any college athlete these days does, and when they're feeling that they're not needed, not wanted by their current program, like mm-hmm. I am with Bud Light now.
That's right.
Time to enter the transfer portal. And I found out this morning there are many people on many other teams who are more than willing to welcome me to their team beer of choice.
So they're recruiting you, do you feel?
Yeah, lots of recruiting. We haven't gotten to the point where stacks of cash have been mentioned.
Right.
Like, I don't know if there's any NIL deals that will come.
I was working some NIL deals for you here.
A lot of folks saying I should do Fairhope Brewery, you know, yeah. And I love the Fairhope beers. Mm-hmm. Take the Causeway was the main one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. I don't know if it can be my daily drinker, though.
Right. Not a daytime. Take the Causeway can be a daytime. Some of the heavier ones are nighttime. I would say, I mean, you don't have to pick just one. You know, variety is the spice of life.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you could...
But everybody has that go-to.
You have a go-to. Yes, you have a go-to. I've been typecast that way, too.
Bud Light has been my go-to, but I'm going to switch it up. I know I know one text earlier said Guinness team, you knock out the food and the drink at the same time.
Yeah, by the way, Guinness, surprising to most folks, I think Guinness has like 120 calories. Everybody thinks Guinness has so many calories. By the way, too, just Fred adding in here from the text line. Fred said, if I were to abandon Bud Light, they would lay off at least one shift per week. I guess I'll have to bump my game up to make up for Dalton's defection.
Yeah, yeah. There's going to be a hole in the Bud Light, I don't know, their income, because I've certainly supplied them some money over the years. But it's time for a change. Somebody said Steel Reserve earlier.
Why don't you get you some Mickeys while you're at it?
I don't know if I can jump the team Steel Reserve. Corona, see my backup, my plan B and plan C have traditionally been Corona.
You'd be having like Corona Light.
Yeah, I'd have to go Corona Light, I don't mind. Don't mind Corona Light. I think I like it more than Corona Premier.
Corona beers. I'll say, I mean, I don't drink them very often, but they're tasty.
And then PBR, which you thought I was being, I don't look maybe lumberjack hipster enough.
When you were drinking PBR, I did think, I was wrong, that I thought you were doing it for like irony or the effect the hipsters were like, oh, those of us have been wearing Carhartt our whole life. When Carhartt got cool and you're like, people are like, oh, those are some cool jeans. Like, the same ones I've always worn. We wear them because they last, you know.
Yeah. You thought I was just jumping on the trend.
But you actually, you enjoy PBR.
Yeah, I like
PBR. You like sugar in your beer.
I like the price point. I like the price point
I like
of PBR.
That, too. But there's a price point you can hit where you can't. Like I told you, the only beer I've never been able to finish in my life is the Kirkland Light.
That
Costco.
I brought you.
It was the worst beer. And I like beer.
Yeah.
I like the flavor of beer. Beer didn't have a drop of alcohol in it. I'd still drink it. I hated that beer.
It was bad. Miller 64 never caught on with me. That was like the first of the athletic beers where there's 64 calories so you can do your CrossFit workout.
So you're working and drinking.
Then drink. That one didn't work for me either.
Now, John says switch to Miller High Life, the champagne of beers, where we used to call them the bottle of the tall blondes. You know?
Yeah, I've had Coors, lots of Coors fans showing up.
Well, it's because they know what they're talking about. It's, you know, you could drink a lot of them, you know, and not get full.
And that's the thing. I know a lot of people are saying, listen, it's not manly to drink light beers, especially light domestic beers. And they're saying how it's so close to water, but that's the thing. I want to drink throughout the day. I'm not looking for three or four and then
nap time.
And then nap time.
Right. I mean, because there are different beers that I'm, you know, a super big fan of, like craft beers and our local producers and all that, and have those in the mix as well. But yeah, you know, if Sean has three of those, then it's nighty night time.
College drinking for me, and even after college, early 20s drinking, you know, I would drink during the week, whatever. But at some point, getting up so early every morning for the morning show.
Yeah, that'll shut that down.
I'm really just a weekend drinker now. And the weekend, I would say, starts Friday, sometimes Thursday, but definitely Friday. So I'm looking to get it done throughout the day.
Yes.
Friday afternoon, Saturday afternoon.
Pacing, right.
That's right. And that's why I like a good light domestic beer with a good price point.
I was going to say, so, you know, both of us having some roots in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania as well. You got to look at some Yinglings.
That's a good point.
And Rolling Rock, and the full-speed Rolling Rock's pretty heavy, if you're going to have, but dang tasty.
And a very cool can.
Yes, excellent. Hold the trobe, baby. but the Yingling Light, the Yingling Light's a tasty, try the Yingling Light.
Man. I don't.
It is a tasty beer. I'm not sitting here telling you to go Coors Light, am I? I'm reaching out beyond that and saying the Yingling Light. It's a strong contender.
You've really not tried to influence me one way or the other in this important decision. And I guess I need to come up with a signing day. I'm not sure.
Yeah, when will that be? Friday?
Maybe knock it out Friday or Thursday, but that should be enough time for me to get some merch and lay it out on the table. That way I can do it just like exactly, just like these high school kids or now the college kids when they pick a new school. I'll have that merch sitting and waiting for me.
Okay.
But until then, I'll be taking all offers.
That's right. So, and if you're somebody in the beer world and you would like to unduly influence my friend Dalton, you can send the beer and the swag and all that to 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile, Alabama, 36609.
That's right. And also, you might have missed this, Sean, but Coors Light, they got their name in the news a lot this weekend too, because they saw all these train derailments going on, and
I feel like I'm getting set up. Go ahead.
They figured, listen, we need to jump in on this. Everyone's talking train derailments, so you might have heard about this train that derailed in Montana over the weekend.
Yeah,
and I don't think any dangerous or hazardous substances came out of this train, but cans and cans of Coors Light and Blue Moon.
Holy cow. So for me to be in a state that I like a lot, I like the state of Montana a lot, and then to see a train derailment and hopefully nobody got hurt, and then I could just be gathering up the Coors Light.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's exactly what some people did. They were able to get in a boat and kind of float on over, or however they got there.
Unless you're on the Missouri River, one of those train tracks that comes down. That's exactly what it's got to be. Yeah, there's a big
must
train
have been.
Comes along the Missouri.
And so you've got these pictures of just cases and cases of Coors Light and Blue Moon, and not all of them
with
broke
the setting
or
of
busted.
Montana.
With the
beautiful.
Setting of Montana. And so maybe the best train. No one got hurt, as far as I know. So I'd say this is probably the best train derailment of this year.
Because I thought you were going to, when you said Coors Light, I thought you were going to talk about Coors Light had a party train commercial back when I was a younger man. And it was like the Cold Express or whatever it was, you know, it was not the Polar Express, but it was like people on a train that looked like Coors Light cans and they were traveling around. So there's something there. Somebody will Google that up.
I remember that.
You remember that?
I think
okay,
so, yeah.
So it was like the Coors Light train. And I think they were at that point celebrating their failed party balls. That was going to be the... By the way, Supermom says, Bud Light says, Dylan, who we were talking about here, Mulvaney, authentically connects with audiences. Does Bud Light actually know their audience? Side note, Dylan also thinks he's going to have a child, like physically give birth to a child, like science in sciencing. What is this world?
Yeah. Hey, it sounds like somebody who's had a few too many Bud Lights.
Well, you know, we should say, Supermom, if Dylan Mulvaney, trans activist and trans superstar, is going to try to get pregnant, no drinking.
Nope.
No drinking.
That would be a no-go. Not allowed to do that.
Right? So I think maybe I can go on to Twitter there and critique the fact that, you know, it's a responsible mother, Dylan Mulvaney, would not be drinking.
Yeah, and I also saw Bud Light with a non-gender-conforming can. So they really jumped into it this week. I don't understand why. You know, they're promoting the they, them, the whatever pronouns you want to use. This was totally unnecessary, and I seriously doubt that I'm the only person who said, I've stuck through with Bud Light through thick and thin. So many people have come after me for my beer of choice,
yeah.
And I've said, hey, I'm right here. I'm a proud Bud Light drinker.
That's right.
I will continue to rep Bud Light.
Now you're out. You're
now
defecting.
I'm out. Yeah, I'm done. Done with
defecting and transfer. He's in the beer transfer portal, and I'm looking at the text line that's very busy with suggestions for you. A lot of the Miller people are trying to get you to come over. And then this unnamed texter said, bullets when the mountains are blue. That's right. Oh, you know what? This is good. Monty says, tell Dalton my beer of choice is Landshark, which is good, but he says Shinerbach coming in second. Shinerbach is a tasty. That's a tasty beer.
Big fan of Shinerbach. And they're seasonal. You know, they have different seasonal beers, too. What is it? Ruby Red, one of theirs? Ruby Redbird? That's a real good beer.
Right. That's is that the one they do? They do one at Christmas?
Yeah, they have a Shiner Christmas, a Shiner Blonde.
Yes.
Yeah, they've got a bunch of good options there with Shiner.
Sean says here, Lone River Ranch Water. I'm sorry, I had some of that recently, Sean. No, thank you. I couldn't make it through one of them.
I like the ranch water.
Ugh.
You didn't like it?
No.
And that's kind of what I thought, you know, if there's going to be a beverage companies to endorse a trans superstar such as Mulvaney, I was thinking White Claw would be the one, or some of these other seltzers, not my beloved Bud Light.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you got a lot of suggestions to go. We have a absolutely full text line at 343-0106. So, Dalton, you'll be going through those and seeing what kind of deals are going to be made here as you go through the beer transfer portal here as you're switching because of the news of the day and the weekend. I want to say good luck.
Thank you.
I hope you find a home that appreciates you,
mm-hmm.
you know, a beer home that appreciates you, and all the best for you.
I appreciate it. Someone asking if with a beard, I don't know, do I look pretentious enough when I have my beard to drink an IPA? Or I don't know, I don't think I have enough turtlenecks in the closet
to look pretentious enough
for an IPA.
The last thing I have is a turtleneck, and I'll drink an IPA.
I'll drink one. It won't be my beer of choice, though.
No, it couldn't be because we'd both weigh 800 pounds and be – that's the other thing.
So. That's a good point.
So there you go. Oh, speaking of which, a story we won't have time to get to today, but we'll do it tomorrow. Have you seen this? World Health Organization is now moving to have here it is. Here's just the teaser for tomorrow's show. World Health Organization to consider adding obesity drugs to the essential medicines list.
Is America about to get real skinny in the next 5-10 years?
Fat chance. All right, 148 News is next, and then he's got to come in right after this discussion. Our friend Pastor Brad Sullivan from Surge Church to talk Easter with us. Hey, listen, this is how the show goes. So,
you're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
FM Talk 106.5, and glad to have you along. And Dalton is perusing the text line that is chock full of suggestions as he is in the beer transfer portal right now. By Thursday or Friday, we'll have his announcement. He'll put the hat on just like the athletes do, and he'll take his talents to whichever brewery he decides. So that's a thing going on. It's trending. It's hot and it's trending here at FM Talk 106.5. And also looking forward to this coming weekend. Of course, Palm Sunday in the rear view, and looking forward to Easter weekend. And I say Easter that many times, I look up and my friend Brad Sullivan from Surge Church is here. Hey, Brad.
I'm doing well. Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Sorry.
I'm good.
I'm thrown off a little bit. I'm following the whole NIL and the beer thing. It got me thrown off. But anyway.
This is a... if there's ever, if somebody who in your line of work, like, there's times a year that I bet it's, you know, people say, well, tax season for accountants and this and that. Easter got to be pretty big.
Super Bowl, man.
It is.
You know, just go with the whole sports theme, you know. I don't know if there's like a transfer portal for pastors or get NIL deals we can get, but anyway.
Super Bowl. I'm going to use that.
It's the Super Bowl of the church, you know.
Absolutely, so. It is. And it's a opportunity for, obviously, new folks to come in to engage with the church.
Absolutely.
You know, y'all are great about outreach, you know, and you're doing that on Friday. You're taking, obviously, you have services at Surge Church on Dawes and all that, but you have things going on elsewhere, downtown coming up.
Right. So we're really excited about it. You know, downtown's really growing and it's really thriving. And there's a really cool facility downtown called the Innovation Portal. And so we're going to be hosting a Good Friday night worship and communion service this coming Friday, April the 7th at 7 o'clock. And so it's going to be just a really nice, intimate, acoustic worship type environment.
Okay.
And with communion and scripture reading and just highlighting what Jesus did in his paying the penalty of our sin through his death on the cross. And we're really excited about extending our ministry. You know, our church is located in West Mobile, as you said, on Dawes Road, in Dawes and Cottage Hill area in the Dawes community. And we love the Dawes community, are deeply rooted. We're really kind of a nerve center of what happens in our community. But we're really looking forward to the opportunity to expand beyond that and extend our ministry to downtown Mobile. And so we want to invite the people from the Mobile Eastern Shore area to come out and join us this coming Friday night for Good Friday.
So, I mean, it could be somebody has never been to Surge Church before, whatever, they could just show up.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we'd like to know if you're coming, would be great, but you don't have to. You can show up. If you'd like to more information about our whole Easter weekend, you can log on to our website, surgechurch.tv/Easter2023, or got to always say it, Sean, it's the Surge Church app. You got to download the app, and you can do it there as well. Just reserve a spot. You don't have to reserve a spot, but, you know, it's nice to know who's coming. You know, one of these days, I'm going to get Sean Sullivan to reserve a spot.
It might be. And, you know, it's a time that Christians are going to, that have not been in church a while, will come back. Right.
Well, we sure hope so.
Yeah, it's the Creaster effect, right?
Well, what we want to do is see people be more than CEOs. Christmas and Easter only.
I didn't have CEO. Let me write that down to another takeaway.
So, you know, I'm talking about the Super Bowl of the church. We're talking CEOs, the NIL. Let's go with it. But, you know, the Bible says that planted in the house of the Lord, you'll flourish like a tree. And being planted is where you develop a root system. You develop community with people of like faith that love you, build you up. And I think that with all that's going on in the world today, man, there's so much crazy and there's so much insanity. And things seem to, every day you wake up and you turn around, something new has developed and changed. And man, it's easy to lose your hope in times like these. You need to have an anchor in your soul. And that's when we can hold on to the unchanging hand of God, but also be in community and link arms with people of like faith that are there loving you, praying for you, helping you. And that's what makes you flourish. It's what makes your family. It's what causes your family to flourish. It's what causes your children to flourish, planted in the house of the Lord. So one of the things I want to encourage people that are listening right now, absolutely go to church on
Even if it's not with you. Even if it's not at Surge Church.
Absolutely. You know, am I biased? Well, of course, come on.
No.
Yes. But my point is this, you know, make it your goal. Not, I hate to even use the word goal. Make it your mission in 2023 to be more than a CEO in that way. Be planted in the house. And that's where you're going to see your spiritual life grow and flourish. And that's going to be really critical in the days ahead. rethinking what we're, not to be negative, but I'm just saying, you see what's happening. I think your prior segment shows us the insanity. Come on, you need an anchor, and the Lord's the anchor.
Once again, Brad Sullivan with Surge Church, Friday at...
Good Friday. We're having a worship and communion night at the Innovation Portal. That's located at 358 St. Louis Street. And also on our Easter services, we have two options, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. And in between the two services on Sunday, this is at our campus in West Mobile at 2900 Dollar Road. We're having an Easter egg hunt for kids. So it's going to be a great day. SurgeChurch.tv.
Good stuff. Good to see you. Happy
you too,
Easter.
Sean. God bless you, sir.
And Paul Feinbaum on the way next. Talk to y'all tomorrow.